What it is, what it do, cyber world. Welcome to the Ash Said It Show. I'm your host, Ash Brown. I appreciate all of the love, all of the support. Over 1,800 episodes now and 500,000 streams going into 2022. Yeah, so I know a lot of you guys are at home, you're cooking, you're with the little ones, you're with all your family and friends and stuff, and you're trying to make sure that everyone is doing good. You're trying to make sure that you're making all the necessary changes and arrangements to food, because sometimes we can get carried away with some sweets and the sweetness. So I've got founder and CEO today of Sucrin USA, the wonderful Camille.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. Awesome. This is time of the year, this is.
I know. You know, we're indoors a little bit more. We're cooking up some good stuff. It's good energy. Tell us, how did Sucrin come to be here in the U.S.?
Sucrin is, as you probably know, a Scandinavian brand. Mm-hmm. And for a lot of reasons that I'm not going to go into right now, I spent some time back in Denmark in 2013. And I found the Sucrin brand, which is really huge over there in Denmark, Sweden, and Norway.
Right.
And I liked it a lot. I am a nutritionist by education, and I also do have a autoimmune disease. So I take very good care of what I eat, and I look for things that I believe in and that works well for me. I found the Sucrin brand, and since I was moving back to the United States, I thought, I'm hoping I can buy Sucrin products in the United States, but just to make absolutely sure, I stuck a few bags of this and that in my suitcases before I left to go back to the United States. But when I was starting to run out, I couldn't find the product over here at all. So I ended up contacting the manufacturer of the brand, which is actually a Norwegian company, and saying, why can't I find your distributors in the United States? I need to buy your product.
Yeah.
And they came back to me and said, well, we don't actually have a distributor in the United States right now. We are looking for someone, but could you maybe be interested? Mm-hmm. And I said, well, definitely. I have huge faith in your products, and I think they work really well for a lot of people. So, with time, with a little bit of time and anything that goes into doing something like that, I ended up with an agreement to distribute their products here in the United States. I started out very, very small, like the classical at home on your kitchen table kind of operation. So I built a little website, started out with a few of the basic products that that Sucrin are offering.
Right.
And I had a few boxes shipped over from Scandinavia, and tried to see if I could get the word out somehow.
Mm-hmm.
I contacted a few of the bigger bloggers in some of the sugar-free cooking sphere, and they were interested in trying the product.
Right.
So I still to this day remember when I got the first order. I was like, oh my god, I got an actual real order from a person. So it was exhilarating. And then from there, it basically just grew, and I guess I was extremely lucky that the bloggers and the customers I got, they loved the product as much as I do, and it just kind of grew from there, basically mostly by word of mouth and social media exposure and things like that.
Wow, that is incredible. Going back to the beginning, when you're first starting, you're talking with the Scandinavian founders and you're talking about bringing Sucrin here to the U.S., what was your first major issue?
Well, I mean, there are a number of issues always when you're trying to import stuff. First of all, there are the natural barriers that you get into by you taking something that is from a different language area and all. So there is a lot of practical barriers.
Right.
Other than that, of course, the United States is a gigantic market, and it's a huge task to figure out how to attack the market, how to get the word out to the right people, how to make sure that you communicate something that is relevant and that you reach the people that you feel could really benefit from the product the same way that I've benefited from it.
Right. Yeah, well, for one thing for me is the taste. It imitates sugar and syrup quite well. I wanted to know from you, how long did it take for you guys to figure out the right combination, the right recipe, making the product, and it coming to your standards?
Well, it's taken It's actually taken quite some time, and it's been a classical trial and error. I think when you're thinking about imitation sugars, let's just call them imitation sugars. Right. When you're thinking about those, there are a number of factors at play. One thing is that people have different palates, and this is I know that this does not sound like a scientific fact, but really and truly for imitation sugars, there is a thing that has to do with your personal palate, so to speak. So for some people, one product can have a horrible, like a cooling aftertaste, or some will say that stevia tastes like licorice, or some will say it tastes like dirt. And others, they don't even feel that kind of unpleasant aftertaste. I will say, though, that what Suprin has almost perfected at this point is to do blends. So where some of the imitation sugars are just one product or one ingredient, so to speak, for instance, stevia, or for instance, erythritol, then what Suprin does really well is that they mix several different sweeteners to try to get those sweeteners, the properties of each individual sweetener to counteract some of the unpleasantness that might be, so that you end up with a product that comes out to be palatable for most people, really.
Yeah, I tried it out a little bit over our Thanksgiving break, and I made some cornbread. I used the Sucrin Gold, I used that in the cornbread, and it was incredible. I couldn't really taste the difference. I was like, this is really good. This is actually...
I honestly agree with you, Ash. And the Sucrin Gold is the best-selling product of all time from the Sucrin brand. And I mean, just look at the reviews on Amazon, for instance. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people like you that are saying they can hardly tell the difference between Sucrin Gold and a regular brown sugar with all the downsides that has, right?
Yes.
It's super versatile also in the way you use it. I mean, perfect for stuff like if you're doing cinnamon-based stuff like around this time of year, the cinnamon rolls, or even like if you do like a regular bread, you can do a cinnamon brown sugar swirl to it to make it a little bit more like a monkey bread type of thing.
Right.
And the Sucrin Gold is just amazing for something like that. It really, really is. Another product that is equally amazing from the Sucrin line is the syrups.
Mm-hmm.
I personally really, really love my yogurt.
Yeah.
So every morning I have a small glass of yogurt. And I put a few, like, fresh berries, like typically blueberries or blackberries or something on it. And then I just drizzle that syrup over it. And it makes it taste so good. And it's still a really, really feel-good type of breakfast that I feel that I've done well for myself.
Yes. Well, I had my nieces over a few weekends ago. And I had the syrup alternative, which I was like, okay, I'm gonna try this out. So I made them, I was trying to stay, you know, trying to keep up with the healthy alternative stuff. And growing up, my mom always gave us rice cakes and peanut butter with honey on it. And I was like, I wonder if I, you know, just smear a little peanut butter on here and I drizzle a little bit of this syrup alternative here, and they loved it. And I had a couple tastes amazing myself too. It was so good. I was like, this is a game changer. This is absolutely a game changer.
It really is. And I'll almost challenge anyone for a blind test on these syrups, because there is no way that you can tell that these are not sugar-based syrups at all. My daughters are a little bit older, so not kids anymore. When the caramel version of the syrup came out, they're big Starbucks fans, right? So they immediately went in on that, you know, doing their coffee with the heated foamed milk and all.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they drizzled that caramel syrup on there to make like a typical Starbucks caramel, whatever they're called, caramel macchiato, frappe, or whatever they're called, all those drinks. But they had so much fun using that caramel syrup for their coffee. Yet another use for it.
Definitely. And then also keeping in mind, you know, there's been information the last couple of years about endangered species, and bees notably have been endangered. So this product is actually helping them. You know, we're not taking from their sources anymore. So I like that.
You're absolutely true.
What would you say is another one of your favorite recipes with the Sucrin Gold?
With the Sucrin Gold?
Mm-hmm.
I use it for any kind of baking. I have more or less, well, except for when I'm doing things like ice cream, I have substituted my sugar with the sugar and gold for anything. Anytime I bake, anytime I've used it for homemade ketchup, I use it for barbecue sauces. Anything I make, I've stopped using white sugar at all. And the only reason I'm saying that, of course, I don't do it when I make things like homemade ice cream. I do need another product for things like that. I previously used our sucrin, we have a powdered version of it called sucrin icing, but we've also just introduced a new product called sucrin bake, which is an allulose-based sweetener, and it's very, very fine, almost like a powdered sugar. It has a huge advantage in that when you do something that is frozen, typically it is a little bit of a challenge to do sugar-free ice creams because most of the sugar substitutes, they will make the ice cream hard as a rock. With the allulose, that does not happen, so I'm using the allulose base, and I don't want the sucrin gold to discolor my ice cream.
Yes, okay, gotcha. That makes sense. A little birdie told me that you guys are offering a special discount just for my listeners today.
We are offering a coupon code just for the listeners for Ash Said It. The code is actually Ash Said It, right like that. No periods or dots or anything, just Ash Said It straight out. And if you use that coupon code on our website, sucrinusa.com, it will take off 10% off of any product that is not already discounted.
Ooh, we like that. Thank you so much. We definitely will jump onto that. I'm letting everybody know about that. And last but certainly not least, what is the best way for people to get more information about you guys, to follow you on social media, and of course to get the product?
We do have a lot of information on our website about the different products. We post regularly on Facebook and on Instagram. And we also have on our website, we do have a contact us functionality. So if anyone has questions and stuff that is not answered by what is on the website, you're always welcome to reach out to us. And we always, always answer our email.
Loving that, loving that. Much more success to you and the whole team into 2022. I know you guys will have some more good stuff, some more announcements for us soon. So we appreciate that.
Well, thank you so much, Ash.
Not a problem. Thank you to each and every one of you guys for all of your love and support. Keeping in mind, anyone to tell you that you can't do what you want to do. You look them square in the face, you tell them, don't believe me. Just watch. Watch what I do. Watch me make it happen. Watch me make history. That's what we're doing this for, the history books. Social media is nice, but real life is so much better. Until next time, you guys.